Coming to you live from the beautiful Terra Spaces studio in downtown Burbank, which is not so beautiful. Welcome to This Week in Terra, hosted by Finn Martin. GM Lunatics. Oh, you're too kind. All right, let's settle down. Got a lot to get to. Today is Saturday, August 26th, 2023. And here's what's been going on in the Terra ecosystem in the last week. We start things out. We got some good news. We got some bad news. We'll get the bad news out of the way because it's not really bad news anymore, hopefully. But if you didn't know, the Terra.money domain was hijacked on August 18th. What does that mean for end users? Well, as long as you didn't spread that seed anywhere, you should be fine. From the Terra Money account on X, do we have to call it X? Can we just call it Twitter? No? All right. On X, from the Terra Money account, they said, on August 18th, we discovered that a malicious actor had compromised the Terra.money domains in an attempt to scam Terra users via phishing tactics. The attacker bypassed two-factor authentication using a SIM swap attack. Now, this is a good spot to remind everyone that if you are using 2FA, two-factor authentication, which you absolutely should be, make sure you're using an authenticator app and not just sending that second factor to a text message. It's not very secure. I mean, it's more secure than not using two-factor, but it's really not that secure. Terra Money continues, the moment we detected the domain compromise, we took several actions to safeguard the Terra community and protect user funds. This included contacting the domain registrar to freeze the domains, updating the station web app and browser extensions to prevent phishing attempts, and alerting users and ecosystem partners to avoid interacting with Terra.money domains, among other security measures. So, where does that leave us currently? As of about 22 hours ago from the Terra Money X account on X, the X Terra Money account. See, there's no good way to say that, Elon. God. Terra Money posted on X 22 hours ago. They are pleased to announce that TFL has successfully reclaimed control of all Terra.money domains. What does this mean? They go on to say users can once again enjoy uninterrupted and secure access to all Terra properties, including Terra.money, station wallet extensions and apps, docs.terra.money, that's with a CS, not X's, alliance.terra.money, and of course others. They do say, please note that although most properties are online in most regions, obviously with DNS things, it can take up to about 48 hours to fully come back. So if you're still not seeing it back, just give it some more time. Now on to some more good news. The Eris 1.0 claim drop was announced. Eris has announced their Eris token claim drop on a Medium article, which you can find in the show notes here. The token will have a fixed supply of 1 billion and will be distributed to users of the protocol and liquidity providers to the DEXs. The token distribution will be based on a weekly snapshot of protocol fees paid. For every dollar in protocol fees paid, participants will receive 42 Eris tokens. This applies to all ecosystems Eris is deployed to, including Cosmos, Terra, and more. Users who lock their liquid staking tokens in the AMP governance will receive a 2x bonus on the airdrop amount. Smart contracts are excluded from receiving the claim drop. And if you were curious, the preliminary token distribution, 40% to liquidity providers and users of the protocol, 30% airdrops to early supporters and community members, 20% reserved for future development and growth, and 10% for the team and advisors. It says the Eris protocol team will release a follow-up post with more details about the token distribution. The tokenomics of Eris are still being finalized, so those numbers are subject to change. The claim drop will be conducted over a period of time, so not all tokens will be distributed at once. The Eris Protocol team, they say, is committed to building a fair and equitable token distribution that rewards all users of the protocol. Next up, and me completely burying the lead, Alliance is live now. That's right, some of the biggest news, and it just came out this morning. Alliance staking is now live from the Terra Money X account, from the X. Terra Money posted on X. Users can now stake R Swift, SWTH, that's Carbon, Amp Whale, and B Whale on Terra to earn Luna yield on top of native staking rewards. And if you didn't know, Alliance allows blockchains to trade yield with each other. There was a really good definition. Oh, yes. If you go to alliance.terra.money, they say that Alliance is an open-source Cosmos SDK module that leverages interchain staking to form economic alliances among blockchains.
What?
By allowing multiple tokens to be staked on a single chain, earning native staking rewards, Alliance opens up a range of use cases that strengthen decentralized economies, including attracting users, liquidity, and developers, deepening liquidity for essential token pairs, incentivizing native application development, and diversifying or augmenting staking yield. Terra Money posted on X, "We're excited to welcome Migaloo and Carbon as Terra's first two allied chains, B-Whale, AmpWhale, and RSWTH, RSwith. You can now bridge and stake those tokens on Terra to earn Luna yield on top of those other chains' native staking rewards. Stakers can enjoy a zero-day unbonding or lockup period for all three Alliance assets on Terra." Now, there's a couple of handy guides I'll put links to here in the notes. If you want a quick and dirty version, basically you get Whale. You got yourself some Whale on Migaloo, right? And then you're going to use Backbone Labs to turn it into B-Whale, or Eris to turn it into Amp Whale, or both. And that's basically just going to those websites, staking your Whale, which will give you the liquid staking derivative of that token. And then once you have those in your wallet, you can bridge it to the Terra chain by using Station to send to your Terra address, or of course using a bridge like TFM. Once you have B-Whale or Amp Whale on Terra, you can then stake it in the staking section on Station. For the best experience, of course, make sure you follow the guides. Also, huge shout out to Big Labs for making this super slick Alliance dashboard, which you can find at alliance-dashboard.terra.money. And of course, the link is below here in the notes. To wrap things up, Backbone Labs posted a giveaway just this morning in celebration of their V2 marketplace launching. They say, in celebration of launching the brand new V2 Backbone Labs Necropolis, and that's at necropolisnft.io, we'll be giving away one Skeleton Punk NFT to one lucky winner. We appreciate all your support, and this is our way of giving back. You guys are the best. Of course, the rules, like, retweet, follow Skeleton Punks, NFT Switch, and Backbone Labs. Tag three friends. You have 72 hours from when it was posted, which was about an hour and a half ago. So you have probably like 70 hours or so. So get in on it. And before we get out of here for the week, I'll just mention a few spaces that happened this week that you can find on terraspaces.org. On Monday, the Cosmos Club had a chat with Blend Protocol. It's a protocol happening on Kajira. On Tuesday, we had the Wrecked Dads of Web3 with the Wrecked Gang. A Bare Bones NFT News episode. An interesting Galactica into the Cypher State discussing decentralized data storage with Jackal. We had a Stars Shoot Your Shot Among the Stars art space. On Wednesday, of course, we had Flix Talk 82. We had a White Whale space inviting Juno to the sale program. Osmosis had some updates from the lab. And a space I thought was interesting, The Case for Mars, an interview with Robert Zubrin. Now, not Mars Protocol, but Mars the planet. On Thursday, Tank hosted a space with the raccoons discussing their migration from Juno to stars. White Whale had their weekly community call. Informal Spaces had their weekly discussion. That one focused on the hub as the IBC router. Archway had an AMA with Astro Vault and Jackal. And the Stargaze Week 77 Creator Chat took place. If you ever have any questions, you can always find me in the TerraSpaces official Telegram account, which you can find at terraspaces.org/TG. Links are also on the Twitter page and on the website at terraspaces.org. That was This Week in Terra. I look forward to creating more of these weekly as new news happens. For terraspaces.org, I'm Finn Martin. Thanks for listening.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle eats. Tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terra Spaces.